My hermit crab is too big for his shell. He needs a new one. If he doesn't, he might stay little forever.
It might sound strange, but you need a new shell from time to time too, so you can grow spiritually. Guess what? You're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Hermit crabs are amazing. They live in a shell until they become too big for it, and then they get rid of it and start searching for a bigger shell. That way they can continue to grow and get bigger and stronger. It's the same for Christians. See, you can't stay a baby Christian forever. 2 Peter 3:18 says, "Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Our story today is called Lyle and His New Shell. What do you think, Lyle? Do you want to go shopping for a new shell? Looks like you're about to grow out of the one you're in, Bryce said to his hermit crab. Bryce, are you ready? Mom called. Coming, Bryce answered as he grabbed his hermit crab cage. Let's go, Lyle. In the car, Bryce said, it sure is interesting how hermit crabs move out of their old shell into a new one as they grow. It's kind of like moving into a new house. I guess it is, said Mom. When they got to the pet store, the owner greeted them. What can I help you with today? He asked. Bryce placed the cage on the counter. Lyle needs a bigger shell. Well, I think I can help you with that. Bring Lyle over here and let's see what size shell he needs. There were lots of shells to choose from, and Bryce looked them over carefully. I think Lyle would like this one, he said as he handed the owner a pretty gray and white one. Once they were back in the car, Bryce put the new shell in Lyle's cage. How long do you think it will take him to find his new shell and move in? I bet he'll be moved in by the end of the day, Mom said. Mom was right. It wasn't long before Lyle had moved into his new shell, and Bryce eagerly showed his dad that evening. Hermit crabs are cool that way, aren't they? Dad said as he admired Lyle's new shell. As they grow, they move from one shell to another. That reminds me of our Christian walk. We don't just grow physically. Once we become Christians, we grow spiritually too. The Lord doesn't want us to stay little like babies. He wants us to grow and mature in our spiritual walk with Him. Dad took a Bible and opened it to 1 Peter 2:2. Like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation, he read. What is pure spiritual milk? Asked Bryce. The truth and promises of God, Dad replied. As we get to know Jesus better, we learn to trust Him more and more, and He will help us grow in our relationship with Him. So how about you? Are you maturing in your walk with the Lord? Jesus doesn't want us to stay like little babies in our walk with Him. He wants us to grow in our faith, trust, and knowledge of Him so we can share His truth with others. As we learn about Him in the Bible and spend time with Him in prayer, He helps us grow in our understanding of who He is and what He's done for us. Our key verse is 2 Peter 3:18.
Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
And our key thought for today, grow in your relationship with Jesus.
Hey, Zach, how can you know Jesus is with you?
Hi, Isaiah. I'm so glad you sent your question to me. You can know that Jesus is with you by believing the promise He made in the Bible. For example, in Matthew 28:20, Jesus told His disciples that He would be with them even until the end of time. It's true, sometimes it's hard to feel Jesus with you all the time. But what's more important is trusting God's word and knowing that no matter what happens, if you're a believer in Jesus, He will be with you always. Well, Isaiah, I hope that helps. Thanks again for sending me your question. I'm Zach. Thanks for spending time with Keys for Kids.